Amen. Appreciate everybody here. May the Lord bless you. I want to read from Acts chapter 11, if you'd like to read there with me. And if you've heard this before, amen, I did preach it, placer, back a little while ago. But I'd like for the Lord to help us in this altar service. It's my desire that God and baptize people in the Holy Ghost and refill with the Holy Ghost and give such a move of the Spirit that people would go away from here tonight feeling the power of God in their lives. It would be easy tomorrow when they're praying to get in the Spirit. They sow God in the Spirit in this altar. Hallelujah. You believe that's possible? Amen. Could I hear an amen here? Amen. That included the rest of you. I appreciate that very much. Amen. Acts chapter 11. In verse 11, the Apostle Peter's given an account of what happened when he went to Cornelius' house. And here I'm going to read what he said. And behold, immediately there were three men already come unto the house where I was sent from Caesarea unto me. And the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren, and that was six brethren from Joppa, if you'll read there in Acts chapter 10. These six brethren accompanied me. Let me see here. Six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, send men to Joppa to call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. I want to read in Acts 15 where in a latter time Peter was speaking about this again to a council at Jerusalem that was assembled to see pretty much what to do about Gentiles, if they had to become proselyte Jews or what was going to go on in their life. And verse 8 says, and God which knoweth the hearts, bearing them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. Hallelujah. And I want to preach from these scriptures. I want you to notice there, he fell on us. He fell on them as he did on us in the beginning. Verse 17, for as much as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us. And then in chapter 15 and verse 8, he says, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. I want to preach tonight, if the Lord would help me, on just like Pentecost. Amen. Just like Pentecost. Well, I hope the Lord will help me here tonight. I need some help from the church as well. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Ask God to just free up this service where we can have a real genuine holy roller meeting here. Father, I praise you for your blessings upon us. I thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost that's available for us. I'm asking for the Holy Ghost to just come down and touch us by your power and touch us in your anointing. Oh, God, would you please work in our lives? And I do thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. And I pray for your blessings upon us. Please open up these scriptures to us. And I give you the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. This is Peter's explanation to the church at Jerusalem, as well as the Jerusalem Council. Amen. You all know the story in Acts chapter 10, how the apostle Peter was praying and would have arose and ate, the Bible says, but he got in a trance and a vision. He began to see some things. Amen. God was fixing him supper. Amen. God was fixing him dinner, or offering him dinner in this vision. He saw all kinds of creeping things. Amen. Here you go, Peter. Southern fried rattlesnake. Amen. Here you go, some armadillo, possum on the half shell. Amen. Here you go. Amen. How you would like all of these creeping things, this snake and amen, and all this other. And Peter looked at that like some of y'all would look at some of that and say, no, I've never ate anything like that. Not so, Lord, he said. Can I tell you? Amen, it's worth preaching a message on those three words because those three words don't go together. You ever thought of that? Not so and Lord at the same time? Amen, it seems like it always should be yes, Lord. But Peter was being offered something that he had never partaken of. And he said, there's no way I'm going to eat that, Lord. I never have, and I'm not planning on it. And some of y'all would say an amen if you had the same vision. Amen. It's hard to believe sometimes that people in the Bible argued with the Lord while they was in the Spirit in such a manner. But Peter did. Ananias did. Amen. He didn't want to go visit Paul, because he thought it might be a little bit unhealthy to do so. But here, Peter began to see this vision, and after it was done three times, these three men were there, and the Spirit again forcefully spoke to him and said, go with them, nothing doubting. Peter accompanied these men, and as he began to speak, the Spirit of God fell upon them. Amen. And the Holy Ghost moved upon them. You all know the story. Hallelujah. And as that the church at Jerusalem began to hear this, they said, we've got to have a little account of this. How is it that you went to visit with Gentiles? Amen. Can I tell you that was as appealing to them as it would be to some of y'all to eat rattlesnake? It really is. Amen. They didn't have any desire to go and be with the Gentiles unless they had done some things to become proselyte Jews. Amen. But God was starting to open this up. Amen. The gospel to the whole world. And it started right there. Amen. As Cornelius received the Lord and got baptized in the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. As Peter began to recount this to the Jerusalem council, he said, amen, I was there, fellas. You know James and John. You know I was in the upper room. You know I was there with all of you. Amen. And I experienced the same outpouring of the Spirit on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. Amen. We all spoke in tongues. We saw the fire. We heard the wind. Amen. It was all there. But I'm telling you, amen, what I saw on Cornelius' house was just like what we got, amen, in the upper room in Jerusalem. Amen, he fell on them as he did on us. Amen, as he did unto us, he did unto them. Amen, he gave them the like gift. Amen, I'll just be honest with you. Amen, I remember back when I was a young man, a teenager. My uncle took me to a Baptist revival, and this fella began to preach, and he preached on the Holy Ghost that night. Amen. He was a good speaker. Amen. A kind of attention-getting type speaker. But I'll just be quite frank with you. He had his doctrine all wrong about the Holy Ghost. He got to preaching about Acts chapter 2, and he said it was a one-time event, never to be repeated again. And then for whatever reason, he tripped on Acts chapter 10 and got to preaching about Acts chapter 10. Hey, man, and I went away from there kind of snickering to myself. I was thinking, you know, he just contradicted himself. Hey, man, because even though he said that that was a service that would never be repeated, hey, man, there's already proof right here in Acts chapter 10. There was proof in his message that God wanted to repeat Pentecost. Hallelujah. Hey, man, and just as the Lord moved in Cornelius's house and made it very plain that he was willing to pour out his spirit, hey, man, several years later, hey, man, just like he did in the upper room, I believe that God wants to pour out his spirit upon this church and many other churches with the power of the Holy Ghost, just like Pentecost. Amen. I think that the power of God is going to be the same on the church. Amen. At the end time, as it just is, and it just was at the beginning of the church. Amen. Come on now. Hallelujah. Amen. I know that there's some people that they've got this doctrine. Amen. And they would preach against adding to the scriptures, but they add to the scriptures nonetheless. Amen. They got a doctrine and they quote this scripture all the time. Amen. It says, thus saith the theologian, amen, that the outpouring of the Spirit ended when John the Revelator died. When the last apostle died and they put him in a pine box, the book of Acts was put in a pine box. Amen. 1 Corinthians 12 and 14, where the gifts of the Spirit was talked about, was also laid in the pine box with John. And they put dirt upon, amen, John and the power of the Holy Ghost. And there's no more Pentecost. And there's no more miracles. And there's no more gifts of the Spirit. Amen. And God don't move like that anymore because John died. Let me tell you, the Holy Ghost was not given to John. The Holy Ghost was given to the church. The gifts of the Spirit were not given to the apostles. The gifts of the Spirit were given to the church. Hallelujah. And as long as there's a church that's alive, that's founded upon the rock Jesus Christ, amen, there's still the possibility of having a service that's just like Pentecost. Hallelujah. Amen. In Acts chapter 2, at the very first Pentecostal service, Peter got to preaching, and he said, "For the promise is unto you that's listening to me." Amen. And then he also goes on and says, "And to your children." I don't want to cut this off with just this generation, but I want you to know that what you're seeing going on right now is for us, and it's for the generation to come. Glory be to God. And then he said, amen, and to those that are far off, that included Cornelius, but I think it also included a church in North America, Falk, Arkansas. And then he said, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. If God calls a church to be saved, God calls them to old time Pentecost. Amen. No. Amen. There is no scripture in the Bible that says the Holy Ghost died when John died. There is no scripture. I've read the New Testament through four times this year, and I've never found a hint anywhere that God wanted to stop pouring out his Spirit, amen, upon all flesh. He still wants to do it just like Pentecost. Hallelujah. Amen. But there's some in the holiness group, and I hear them every once in a while, and I feel sorry for them, but they believe in the power of the Antichrist so greatly. Boy, they believe in that. that they question the power of God. And they'll say something along this line, amen, that the Spirit of God's withdrawing little by little. I believe when the Spirit of God's withdrawn from this world, it ain't going to be little by little. It's going to be all at once. That's the way I believe. I don't think it's just going to be gradually. Come on. 60% of the Holy Ghost come to heaven. And now we'll get a 10% a little bit more and give the church a little bit less anointing. Amen. Give the song. Amen. Oh, I wish I could preach to you and get your attention here tonight. Amen. But I'll tell you what. Amen. That's not what the Bible teaches. Amen. I believe that God wants to pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. The Bible says in the last days, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. And if there ever was a church that should be expecting a service that's just like Pentecost, it ought to be Fairland Holiness Church, because we know that by the signs of the time that Jesus Christ is fixing to come again. And if Jesus is coming again, the power of the Holy Ghost is going to be available for the church of the end time. Listen, amen, the church is going to be a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, full of the power of God. I want to tell you, it's God's will for there to be a Holy Ghost filled, worshiping, powerful church in the end of time to face the powers of the Antichrist. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not hopeless to have revival. Amen. We can have revival in the end of time. Now, I'm not dumb. Amen. I know there were some differences. Amen. Are y'all boys wanting to have a move of the Holy Ghost tonight? Oh, boy, that's pretty weak. I should have preached something else. I can tell it right now. Caught you off guard, didn't it? You boys wanting to have a move of the Holy Ghost tonight? Hallelujah. Sound a little better. Glory to God. Amen. Can I tell you there was differences between the outpouring of the Spirit in Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 10? Amen. You know what the story was on the day of Pentecost. Amen. How that the Lord had spoke to His followers who were Jewish people, raised in Jewish tradition and truth. Amen. Understanding what God had willed for their lives. Amen. They had been pure for the most part and not defiled by a lot of stuff. Amen. Many of them had been trained very closely by Jesus Christ. Amen. And there Jesus had told them to go in the upper room and tarry until that they're endued with power from on high. And so they set aside time. They sacrificed whatever they got to sacrifice in order to get alone with God and wait for the outpouring of the Spirit. I do not know all that they went through. Amen. I believe they probably prayed a lot. And then in Luke chapter 24, it says they were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Oh, for a continual praise to go up from every one of our church services and every one of our days. Amen. But there they was, they's praising God. I read there where that, amen, Peter got them together, read some scripture, replaced Judas, had a little business meeting, I guess you could say. Amen. And yet for all of that, they had different stuff. I don't know what was going on the day of Pentecost, but they were setting. Amen. So y'all are in a biblical position here tonight. Amen. As you're sitting here, amen, it is biblical to go to church and sit. Just please don't sit on the preacher. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. That's all I ask you. Amen. And you know the difference there, where you dig in your heels and say, I ain't ready for this, Brother Lloyd. Amen. I'm ready to go to whatever restaurant I'm planning on going to. Amen. I'm ready for a Pentecostal service is what I'm ready for. Praise the name of Jesus. And so there they was. But, amen,
for all of whatever going on they had doing. I'm sure the devil had some plans, and I have a feeling he was thinking, if I could just contain them right here in this upper room, everything's going to be okay. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what his thoughts was. Let them go to heaven, and let's forget about this resurrection, and maybe the message will die and the church will die, and I'll have my way the way I want to have it. But all of a sudden, amen, there was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Suddenly, the Bible says, and they were ready for a sudden move of the Holy Ghost. I fear that many times people have to be shook and got up, and people who really know what the Spirit of God's doing in the church almost has to point out and say, hey, God's trying to move. God's trying to work in order to wake some people up. But every one of them was ready for a sudden move of the Spirit of God. And there was a